It is 93 degrees here in Nashville with a heat advisory. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Republican voters might not be as excited about the recent redistricting plan as their Republican representatives. That's one key takeaway from last week's primary. WPLN's Mariana Bacallao reports on how voters at the polls were feeling when they cast their ballots.
Democratic turnout was up as voters in the new far-flung 9th Congressional District want to keep the seat blue. Walter Owens of Williamson County is against redistricting because he says nothing should be done to take away representation.
Because for so long there was no representation. I came along at a time when there was segregation. I came up from segregated schools. And I think that you have to have those individuals who represent those communities, particularly those who suffered injustices, to be able to voice and to be able to have a role in being able to chart the future of our country.
Owens is a Democrat, but of the Republican voters WPLN spoke with, most said they weren't all that excited about the candidates or the new map. Maggie Ware says she is in favor of redistricting, even if it meant she couldn't vote for the candidate she wanted.
I mean, I just think as populations change that you have to make adjustments for that so that each representative represents an equal number of people.
That usually happens once a decade when there's new census data. Lawmakers redistricted outside of that time frame because Trump called on southern states to create more GOP-friendly districts before the November election.
And the fact is, the Republicans in the legislature didn't have to do this.
That's Owen Sanford from the University of Memphis.
They only did it because they were ordered to do it by the president. And there is just pure anger still out there about how this was done, and it did not need to be done.
That anger is largely from Democrats, but Republicans have not been that excited.
Especially people who are in these far-flung counties from Memphis. They don't see the real benefit here.
Democratic turnout in last week's primary was up, with its growth more than six times that of Republican turnout. Mariana Bacallao, WPLN News.